especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mountain's ball to start this second quarter as they trail Van Buren 13-12.
Yeah, right now Van Buren was the Van Buren is just the more aggressive team, but hey, the Lady Bombers are only down one in a quarter that you don't feel like they really played that good in.
Right. Husky dribbles to the top and it gives it to Coleman at the elbow. She finds Coleman cutting into the lane. Her reverse layup, a little strong, goes out of bounds. Let's touch by Van Buren. Mountain will inbound as we are 11 seconds into this second quarter. 25 left on the shot clock. Fosnes throws it to Yonkers over on the right side to Husky. Back up top to Yonkers. It's like a 2-3 zone right now for Van Buren.
Yeah, they dropped into a zone.
Ball goes some more now to Yonkers at the left elbow. Her jumper good, and Mountain Home's back on top.
Nice little give and cut right there by Jayla. She cut to that soft spot of that zone, which is right at the free throw line, and she did a really good job hitting that jump shot.
14-13, our score. Now Schmidt dribbles to a low block, has the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Van Buren inbounding underneath their own basket. 7:24 left in the half.
You see Van Buren, they are just destined to get the ball down low to Schmidt on the block. And then Mountain Home's doing a good job right now, doubling Team Schmidt when she gets it down on the block.
Inbound pass goes to Schmidt. She dribbles into the lane, goes up for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for McDonald. She can't get the follow. Sorry, for Goring. She can't get the follow, but she draws contact. And so she'll head to the free throw line. Parker Husky picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Lady Bombers. So it will be Sophie Goring. First free throw, no good. Hannah McCarron coming back in, replacing Libby Fosnes. So best thing, best scoring can hope for now is a tie. Second shot's up, she misses both. Offensive rebound for Schmidt. She'll throw it back out to Goring. Now up to Cone. Oh, now Gilbert has it up top. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Odin. Odin will dribble on the right wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it now.
Five. Nope.
Now she'll give it back to Cone. Cone dribbles to the left elbow, throws it over on the wing to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the right side. Gives it up top to Schmidt. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is chased down by Yonkers. She's quickly back into the front court. Throws it to Husky on the left side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good!
There we go. That's what late bombs need to do. Good defense on one end. Let's see if we can turn it to some open shots and offense on the other end.
A two-possession lead from out to home. 17-13 our score. 6:35 left in the half. Cone with it. Dribbles to the right side. She's going to the low block. Going up for the layup. Shot was partially blocked. Goes out of bounds. It will be Van Buren's ball with 6:29 left in the half. Hope Odin's going to check out of the game, and she's replaced by Havisha Johnson. And Bailey Rindberg coming in for the first time tonight as Whitten Coleman takes a seat. Rindberg, a 5'7 junior. Inbound pass goes to Johnson.
And there we go.
Yep, offense foul away from the ball. Aspen Cone picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first quarter against the Lady Pointers.
Somebody come help. Yep.
6:25 left to play in the half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by four. Husky will walk the ball into the front court. It's a full court man for Van Buren. Ball goes over on the left side to Moore. She dribbles to the right elbow. Tries to throw it out to Rindberg. She mishandles the ball and it goes out of bounds. An unforced turnover gets Mountain Home.
Fourth turnover already for the Lady Bombers.
Cone will walk the ball across the timeline. Throws over to Gilbert. Now Toman, a man-to-man. Gilbert will be met by a double team now. Throws over to Cone on the left side. Cone's going to dribble to the low block. Loses the handle of the ball, but a foul's going to be called against Mountain Home.
I think they're going to get Anna McCarron coming behind there.
They are. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. Sarah Williams coming in for the first time tonight, replacing Bailey Rindberg. Williams, a 5'9 junior. 5:59 left to play in the half. As Johnson will inbound the ball on the baseline. Throws over to Cohn on the left side. Back to Johnson in the corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now goes up to the top. Dribbles to the right elbow. Throws it to Schmidt. Schmidt dribbles into the lane. Back out to Johnson on the right side. Back to Schmidt in the corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
Schmidt's just having a game right now.
Cam Schmidt with nine on the night. 17-16, Mountain Home leading it. 5:35 left in the half. Schmidt with Fine Williams at the right elbow. Back to to Husky. She puts up the three to answer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Gilbert. Van Buren with a chance to get the lead back on this possession. 17-16, our score. Gilbert with it up top. Throws over to Johnson on the right side to Schmidt at the elbow. She dribbles to the low block. Met by a double team. Kicks it out to Gilbert. Over to Johnson. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
Yeah, right now Van Buren is just clicking on all cylinders. They're getting the ball through three. We're collapsing on that. And when that happens, they're able to hit the shots. And if Van Buren can start doing that.
Van Buren's now up 19-17 with 4:52 left in the half. And it's going to stay that way as Lake and Moore's three on the right side misses everything. Schmidt got the rebound. Back comes Van Buren. Here's Gilbert with it. She will give it to Goring now to Schmidt, who going to send to the lane. Her layup won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. 4:33 left in the half. 19-17, Van Buren up. Moore with it up top. Throws it on the left side to Husky. Gives it, tries to throw it back to Moore. She mishandles the pass, but gets it back. Moore dribbles to the corner, puts up the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by McCarron. Mounts on, gets a fresh 35.
Good job, Anna. She was able to get one hand on that ball and was able to tip it to herself and keep the play alive.
Yonkers has the ball off her, go off her leg and out of bounds, and Mountone's going to turn it over again. Wynn Coleman's going to come in for Mountone, replacing Jayla Yonkers, and Brindley Henry coming in for the first time tonight for Van Buren as she'll replace Lillian Gilbert. Brindley Henry, a 5'8 junior. And Mountone comes up with a steal.
Switched a nice 1-3-1 right there. And
Aspen Cohn picks up her second personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the against Van Buren here in the second quarter. Is Parker Husky okay? All right, looks like she's all right.
Yeah. All got right. A steal there. Lady Bomber switched to 1-3-1. Parker's lips got a little bleeding on it. They're just trying to make sure she didn't wipe it on that uniform so she didn't have to come out of the game right now.
Sarah Williams, three-pointer in the right corner, won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Van Buren. And now Van Buren's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:46. That's play in the half. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 19-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Well, Van Buren taking their first time out of the night with 3:46 left to play in the half as they lead Mountain Home 19-17. It will be Cam Schmidt inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Gets into, was it Havisham or Havisham? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yep, here we go.
Mountain Home's going to get the ball back as the pass goes off Gilbert's hands and out of bounds.
Now I'm switched to a 1-3-1, and right now the length of it's giving Van Buren some problems out top.
Now Dome with a chance to tie or get the lead back on this play. Husky into the front court. Husky dribbles to the right side, gives there to Williams. Williams will dribble up to the top, gives it to Moore. Moore dribbles to the free throw line, tries to throw it to McCarron, and now fouls will be called on Van Buren. Looks like they're going to get Avery McDonald, who checked back in. That's her first personal foul. 13th foul against the Lady Pointers. So Mountain will inbound it on the baseline with 3:23 left in the half. Sarah Williams will trigger the inbound pass. Throws it to McCarron in the paint. McCarron's going to go in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McDonald.
Good job there by Van Buren on the rebounds tonight so far.
Yep. Over on the right side, putting up the three was Henry Wingobe. Offensive rebound for Van Buren. McDonald gets a layup good. Avery McDonald with her first 2 points of the night. Sarah Williams with it. Throws it to McCarron on the low block. She puts up the turnaround hook shot. It won't go.
Lady Bombers just cannot get anything to fall.
Van Buren gets the rebound as they'll bring it into the front court, leading 21-17. Johnson throws it to Henry on the left side. Her three-pointer, no good. And foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. They're going to get Van Buren. That's the last foul they have to give this half. Avery McDonald picks up her second personal foul, the fourth team foul in this quarter. Libby Foss is going to come back in for Mountain Home, replacing Anna McCarron. 2:41 left to play in the half. It is a four-point Lady Pointer advantage. Full court man right now for Van Buren. Husky into the front court. Dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Williams. Williams will dribble up top toward, gives it there to Moore. Moore dribbles to the left elbow, finds Husky. Over in the right corner, it goes to Coleman. Back, tries to throw it out to Moore. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Henry. She has the ball knocked away, but Van Buren's able to keep possession. Schmidt puts up the three on the left side. No good, and it goes over the backboard for an out-of-bounds call. 2:09 left to play in the half. Jaylee Yonker's going to come back in from Mountain Home as Sarah Williams will take a seat.
Mountain Home needs to finish this last 2 minutes on a little bit of a run, try to get back up. Right now, I'm telling you, Van Buren, the Lady Pointers are playing really, really aggressive.
Yes, they are. Husky into the front court. About 2 minutes left in the half. Husky dribbles to the right side. Finds Coleman on the low block for the layup. Good.
Nice pass by Parker to find Witten over there.
Witten Coleman with four on the night. 21-19. Van Buren up. 1:45 left in the half. Ball goes on the right side to Gilbert. Dribbles to the corner. Puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Moore. Now she has her pass knocked away, but Faustus is able to keep it, get it, and avoid the turnover. Ball goes in the front court to Yonkers. Her three-pointer on the right side is good, and Mountain's on top.
There we go. Couple good defensive stops and rebounds. Get somebody other than three shooting the ball for Van Buren and turn that into offense on one end.
Good, Lake. Lake and Moore knocks away Johnson's pass. It goes out of bounds. Van Buren will inbound it with 1:16 left to play in the half. 22-21, Mountain Home up. So Gilbert will inbound it to Schmidt. Now to McDonald, over to Henry. She has it on the right corner. Her left corner. Her pass is knocked away, but Mountain Home was not able to get the steal. Goes out of bounds, and Van Buren's going to get it back.
Jayla tried to save it on that far sideline over there, and kind of dove on the. They said they got it on the sideline.
But should they have reset the shot clock?
Hey. Shot clock should have reset.
At least reset the shot clock, but they're going to keep it that way, it looks like. So Schmidt will be double-teamed, throws out to McDonald, over to Johnson. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Fossens.
Good rebound there by Livy on the backside, block out.
Moore with it, dribbles to the left corner. Her pass is knocked away, but Husky's there to pick it up. Husky will dribble toward the low block, throws out to Moore on the left wing. Moore will dribble up top, pull up for the three-pointer.
Oh, wow! Wow, what a shot by Lake.
Man, Lake and Moore with five on the night. Now tell them up 25-21. Shot clock is off, 24 seconds left to play in the half. Here is Odin with it. Throws it out to Johnson, gives up top to Schmidt. Over on the left side to Gilbert. Back to Schmidt in the paint. She gives it to McDonald for the layup, good.
Yeah, 12 seconds
left. I'm sorry, the scoring actually. Sophie Goring with her first 2 points. Here is Husky into the front court. 6 seconds left. Husky is going to dribble into Lane, going up for the layup. No good. Faustus gets off it.
Got a foul.
She got. She did get fouled right before the buzzer, and so she's going to go to the line for two free throws. They're going to get Sophie Goring with her first personal foul. 15th foul against the Lady Pointers.
As the band's playing while she's shooting the free throws. Why is the band playing while she's shooting a free throw?
Well, they quieting it down now. Libby Faustus' first free throw is up and in. She's now 2 of 2 from the line with one more to try to make it a two-possession game going into the locker room. Second shot is up. She gets both.
What a way to end this. It was 21-16, I think I said, Matt. We got to end on a flurry, and we sure did.
So Mountain Home will take a two-possession lead into the locker room. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading in Van Buren 27-23. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the